Good morning. You're listening to The Morning Shift on CHUO 89.1 FM. I'm Mara Bélanger, and here is your morning news. Ottawa's Indian community marked one of their most significant holidays over the weekend with a festival of colors. Holi is an Indian festival celebrated during the 11th month of the Bengali, Assamese, and Nepali calendars, usually February or March in the Roman calendar. This year's festival landed on March 18th, but annual dates can vary. On Saturday, the Kanata Carlton Indo-Canadian Association hosted its first annual Holi Festival. CHUO spoke to founder and president Nagmani Sharma on Friday to discuss the plans for the weekend.
What is this Holi? Holi is actually called the Festival of Colors. Or in India, or in our culture, it's a festival of love. Lots of stories are behind that, like Lord Krishna and Radha, they celebrated Holi.
Traditionally, Holi celebrates the romance between the gods Krishna and Radha. As the story goes, Krishna was afraid he wouldn't be accepted by Radha because of the way he looked, so his mother suggested he should smear a colorful powder on her face to make them appear the same way. This is the origin of the tradition of smearing gulal, a colorful powder used in Hindu ceremonies, on a loved one's face during holy festivities.
How Lord Krishna and Radha, they celebrated there, how they were doing, and then we have to use different types of flowers, different types of colors. In India, people, they use those powder colors or even like those soluble colors. They are smearing on the faces, they are putting on the other people's or wherever the clothes or those things. But that's not possible here, but we are trying to be going for the best.
Colors play an important symbolic role in Holi as people mark the beginning of the vibrant harvest season and bid farewell to winter. Sharma says this year's event wasn't a full Holi celebration as they were unable to perform the traditional smearing of gulal due to safety and health concerns. However, he says participants still had the opportunity to experience what a traditional celebration looks like through other means.
But it's still people who are coming, the attendees or the guests, we will be putting those holy mark or chandan, or we say like a bead or gulal that we are going to put on their forehead just for the mark, like, okay, you are attending. We will give the feeling of the holy, how people will look like. It will not be the complete, but it's still like some sort of looking like facial different color. And we are going to play lots of music we are getting from India. We are also getting those movie clips. We are getting from the normal live clips, what they have in India. We will be putting on the projector and we will be showing on the screen. So people, they will get sort of like how it's getting celebrated or they are going on that live environment. So they would not be able to physically do all those things, but they will have feelings in surroundings and made like that.
Although this year's celebrations didn't include the traditional smearing of gulal, Sharma says there were many other festivities for participants to enjoy. The event featured a live DJ, dancing, and a dinner of Indian cuisine supplied by local caterers. Sharma says the tickets for the event sold out in less than a week.
200 attendees, they have confirmed, and we have capacity of like 210. So all seats we are sold out within 5 days. Can you believe all tickets sold out? But it's in high demand. All people, they want to join it. They want to know what is Holi. They want to play like how people, they're using colors, how they are celebrating here. So it's just gone within like 5-6 days, all tickets sold out. People there is still looking, inquiring every day. I get call about like 5 to 10 calls every day, like mini ticket. Oh, I say like, okay, next time, sorry, this time is not possible. And COVID has made like lots of changes from last couple of years. So now all people, they want to come out. They want to use their time. They want to express their all those whatever they have.
In a traditional celebration, families and friends gather in the spirit of shedding resentments and worries, welcoming new beginnings with music, dancing, and delicacies such as gujia, a sweet fried pastry filled with dried milk powder and nuts. Holi is a celebration emphasizing the importance of love, friendship, and social connection, so the inability to come together in recent years due to pandemic restrictions has weighed on the Indian community.
Yeah, so unfortunately, from last 2 years, we were not able to celebrate it. And mostly, it was going to the virtual. And people, they were sitting at the home through Zoom. They were watching each other. They were trying to make different types of foods, different types of the desserts there. And they were showing like a little bit on the color, but those things. But definitely, it was a big change for last 2 years that we didn't celebrate, and people were not like enjoying or happy like what they were before. But now the time is changed. Now we have some sort of opening here, and we are going to celebrate it. So this is really a big change, but last 2 years was just, it was mute.
The festival also represents the triumph of good over evil. Its history is rooted in the Hindu religion and the story of a demon king and his son. According to the tale, the evil king's son worshipped Vishnu, one of the three most powerful Hindu gods. The king commanded a demoness to kill his son, but his son was protected when he prayed to Vishnu, and the demoness, Holika, died in his place. The day before Holi is marked as Holika Dahan, which translates to Death of Holika, and is celebrated by lighting a bonfire. Sharma says that due to its vibrant and exciting nature, Holi has been embraced by cultures all over the world as a way to usher in the springtime.
But not only in India, it's gone to across the world now. In US too, in Canada too, like lots of cities, they are celebrating. Here in Ottawa, it was just community-based, we were saying. But now we are opening now. And now we are bringing whatever we had in our culture. We are going to open to other cultures as well.
Sharma has ambitious plans for the Kanata Carlton Indo-Canadian Association going forward. He says future events will be an exchange of cultures, ideas, and a celebration of communities coming together. To learn more about the Kanata Carlton Indo-Canadian Association, visit www.kcica.ca. This has been your morning news. For CHUO 89.1 FM, I'm Mara Bélanger.